One Sports Bank Show. Come out, Pat McAfee Incorporated. I am Toten D.
Baby Toten.
That's Bubblegum Pino. He's Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
What?
Good day, Tony.
What's up, Bruce?
What's going on, dude? Juan Soto of the Yankees.
Congrats.
Thank you.
World Series bound.
Hell yeah.
I'm more excited for baseball than I was yesterday.
That's fair.
That is fair.
That's fair. Otter, how are we?
Tony, I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Had some great playing games last two days. Season tournament games.
Yeah. We knew what you meant.
The last 2 days, and they were pretty awesome. I'm pretty pumped for the NBA tonight.
Because it's the cup.
Oh, yeah.
It's for the cup.
Yeah, what?
It's always been the NBA cup.
We called it.
Did we not?
It's always been the Caribou Cup.
We were ahead of the curve on that, I feel like.
Yeah, we spoke it into existence.
Yeah, it's the NBA cup.
That is. Get rid of the in-season tournament. Just call it the cup.
NBA cup.
Mm-hmm. I was mind blown when they kept calling it the NBA cup, like, on the broadcast. I was like, what the fuck? Like, Gumpy literally told me this is what they should call it.
We were in New York. And I searched NBA in season tournament, and the Wikipedia said, or the NBA Cup.
Yeah.
I was like,
I feel like they did try it at first, and they were kind of feeling it out, and they felt safer with the in season tournament.
It was always the NBA Caribou Cup.
Don't try and diminish the show, Bruce.
Well, I don't, yeah.
No, we made it up.
Yeah.
They stole our idea.
And Bruce, we never do this.
Yeah. Give credit where credit is due, Bruce.
Okay?
Okay.
We right-sided this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Wrong team was favored.
Certainly.
I thought the wrong team was favored. If we're, talking things that were said, and Bruce said.
I actually got to push.
Are we talking Ottawa or are
no,
we talking
Lakers and Suns?
I got a push notification from a website.
Should have been favored. That was basically
a pick. I did too. I saw that same
one. Yeah, it was basically a pick 'em, but
wrong
if you give me. If you,
wrong
I don't know. I thought the Suns would win that game with Booker and KD.
We weren't here the last 2 days.
No, I tweeted out my picks on Monday and went 0-6, so I didn't tweet them out Tuesday. Sorry about it.
That feels fair.
Yeah. I, on Monday, thought the Knicks were playing on Monday, tweeted out my picks with the Knicks, and then deleted it.
After also going 0-6, no one asked for them, so it kind of worked out well.
I respect that. I do respect that.
Yep.
So, since we have, what do we have today? We have the NBA full slate.
Mm-hmm.
Short little NHL slate, but, it's a nice one. Couple games. Gumpy, I believe, has a ton of college basketball picks.
Yeah, we got a nice slate in college. We got a Premier League tomorrow.
That's nice. My bowl season Excel spreadsheet has been started.
Nice.
Compiling all of the pertinent information.
Yep.
Who's playing? Who's not playing?
Who cares?
Nobody's playing.
Doesn't care.
Is your coach still there?
Is everybody transferring out of your program?
Have you guys hired a new coach, and is he going to be on the sideline for the game?
Yeah, did you hire from within and everybody loves him?
Bowl history.
Mm-hmm.
Is Georgia playing?
They are. They're playing a game.
Are they trotting the boys out?
I haven't heard yet.
I doubt you'll see Ladd and Brock, but the
Beck?
Guys.
Beck's playing?
I'd imagine Beck's playing.
He could go to the league if he really wanted to.
I think that he would. Mm-hmm. I think he would probably prefer raising hell in Athens for another year and be an issue.
I would think he's gonna. Here's their backup entered the portal yesterday. Brock Vandergrift.
So that's
right. So maybe Carson told him, "Hey, I'm gonna be here for another year.
Yep.
I'm gonna raise hell for another year. Maybe you go find another place."
I thought. I guess we never really recapped it. The way Alabama just punched Georgia in the mouth and out-physicaled them that entire game, boy, did I not see that one coming.
No, I did not either.
They bullied the bully.
They did.
That was impressive. But I was also going to say I thought Carson Beck was a little bit better than what I saw in that SEC championship.
Sure, I agree.
But
by the time the 16th comes around, 10 days, we got 10 days to gather information.
Yes.
So lines are going to move quite a bit probably once this information comes out, too.
Yep. I am considering jumping on Missouri without laying any points as the Ohio State sit-out news picks up.
Who's going to play quarterback?
I'm being actually serious.
So, yeah, McCord won't be playing quarterback. Yeah. Brown.
There's no way the Maserati's leaving the driveway.
No, you would think not.
Can't.
Mizzou's going to play.
Who's the backup?
Mizzou's definitely.
Who's the backup to McCord?
Brown.
Is that number 22 kid?
Not number 22.
He wears a weird ass number.
Cam Ward.
The same number as slinging Sammy Ball.
Cam Ward is going to be dealing for those Buckeyes next year.
I saw that was the most likely landing spot for Cam Ward.
Dylan Gabriel to the Ducks.
Oregon. That's a good one.
That is a great fit.
Great fit.
Can we talk about that too?
What's that?
The disrespect to those dogs, those Huskies.
Yeah.
Everyone just thought Oregon was just going to walk in and smack them around.
That was ridiculous. That was, you knew the 10.5 was the right side when each team touched the ball once. You're like, all right.
My issue with what I did is I thought Huskies were going to win that game. If you thought the Huskies were going to win that game, you should have taken Jaden Daniels Heisman.
So you said that to me.
At that time, yeah. If you thought the Huskies were going to win that game, you should have taken Jaden Daniels. I should have taken. But I still think, and I know Daniels is going to get it. That's fine. I think Penix has so many moments in games where he makes a fucking play to keep them undefeated. And you can't diminish what Jaden Daniels has done, but I just think... I think he should. Penix has a shot to win the Heisman.
Bro, maybe. You said that to me this morning about Jaden Daniels. And when we were talking about that game, there is no part of me that thought, oh, like if Bo Nix loses this game, obviously he's not going to be the Heisman favorite. I was thinking Penix. I was definitely not a shot thinking Jaden Daniels.
He was the favorite before that game.
Yeah.
Bo Nix was the favorite before that game, for sure.
Yeah, but.
Jaden was the second favorite.
Yeah.
I think Bo Nix.
In my mind, he was just never really in the true discussion because he hasn't had a Lamar Jackson, Johnny Manziel year.
Who?
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he has.
Is the Heisman.
He's had a Johnny Manziel, Lamar Jackson.
50 touchdowns.
I understand his stats.
Who'd they lose to?
The one game he ran for 200 and threw 400.
Ole Miss.
They lost to Ole Miss?
No. No. Yes, they did.
Yes, sorry. They did.
Jeez. They lose to Florida
State. They lost to Florida State, Bama, and Ole Miss.
Not my Heisman.
Yeah, not my Heisman either. It's not how the
RG3's done it. Lamar Jackson's done it. Johnny Manziel's done it. That's the list of
three losses.
All three of those guys were generational, like, holy shit, you need to watch this guy play. No matter what you're doing, he's going to do something crazy.
I think you're selling Jaden Daniels short.
No, I'm not. And I'm kind of an LSU fan.
But that quintessential Heisman moment, like, and maybe it's just because we were doing the live stream here, but like my core memory of Jaden Daniels this season is him getting bounced off the grass.
Yours is, yeah.
Yeah.
Marvin's not going to win it.
No.
Nor should I.
I don't think he should be there. And I'm biased because I do love the Huskies. I just think
12 touchdowns?
This is Toby Gerhardt invite. You transcended the sport.
12 touchdowns?
You get the nod.
Right?
Yeah.
Larry Fitz had 22 touchdowns and didn't win the Heisman.
Yeah. I guess you could have.
Who else is in it?
It's Penix, Bo Nix, Marv, and Jaden Daniels.
Do you think Bo Nix goes in the first round?
No.
Yes. I do.
I don't.
He is young.
No,
found that out. I think I said he was old.
Dog's years?
Yeah. He's pretty young.
I mean, he was in college for a long time, but he went in early.
Yeah. How old's Penix?
25. 24, I think.
Same age.
Penix will be a Seahawk for sure.
Speaking that into existence.
Yeah, that's just what's going to happen. I mean,
Kirk said it on the show the other day. He thinks Jaden Daniels is going to be best out of the group in the NFL.
But Dan Orlovsky.
Who's Dan, I think?
I still think Drake May is alive.
Not that. Yeah, Drake May being 6'5 is a big X factor in my brain.
It is crazy. Really, the two or the three people that could potentially win the Heisman, Bo, Jaden, and Penix, all really, if without COVID, they wouldn't be able to play this year. Every single one of them took their COVID year.
They all transferred from another school.
Well, yeah, they all transferred, but they all took their... This is their COVID year. This is all of their last year's eligible.
Yeah.
I think that's just weird.
Someone say
took advantage of the situation.
Yeah. Smart boys.
I get it. It's weird.
But yeah, bull season is one of our favorite seasons.
It's my favorite season.
It's probably my favorite season too. It's my most profitable season.
Usually.
That being said, I will get crushed this year.
Being able to bet, I didn't know you could actually bet on who was in the college football playoff. I was.
Yeah, you.
Me and Bruce were driving to the airport and we almost convinced ourselves that we were the marks because Alabama was +120.
Yeah.
And cleaned up on it.
Should have bet more. Sure did. Should have fucking put put everything on.
We sure did. I did. Once you see the video of the Florida State players reacting, it felt bad being all morning like, yeah, fuck them. They're not getting in.
I don't have a problem. They should be upset. Yeah. Florida State should. But for me, it's just, it's the other people who are like, it's like, dude, like,
yeah,
it's fucking the SEC champion. And if you put Bama in, you had to put Texas in. They went hand in hand. That's how it goes.
Yep. No, college football is stupid and it's not fair. And
yeah,
it's a dumb thing that we love.
14 playoff for five power conferences. It was always a chance.
It's just a stupid thing.
Well, we got 12 next year. Okay.
Yep.
It's going to be fucking,
it's going to be slightly less.
You got to be shitting me.
What's wrong, dude?
Craig Kimbrell's getting $13 million still.
Yeah, brother.
That's baseball.
The Orioles.
Throwing 93 on the black.
That is baseball.
I thought he was cooked when the Red Sox got rid of him.
No. He had a big resurgence.
We'll have picks Friday this week. We'll do Army-Navy then. Boy, oh boy, are they... These teams, look in the mirror.
Yep. I cannot shake, and I know I talked about it already, but I watched the entire Navy-Air Force game, and I'm on Army just from that one game.
I think that's going to be the direction I'm leaning. But yeah, we'll do that later in the week. As bowl information comes out, we will try to, you know, keep everyone informed. There's a lot of moving parts right now. There's a lot. There's like, what is it, like 1,500 people in the portal, something like that.
And when in doubt, take the underdog.
When in doubt, take the underdog.
Yeah. And read every bowl game underdog. Should I bet on this underdog? Yes or no? Start there.
Tomorrow, maybe I'll go through. We'll go through and just see if there's any obvious motivation sides. Like, I just looked at one, Virginia Tech and Tulane. Tulane's coach left.
Yeah.
Michael Pratt's probably either transferring or going to the NFL.
Low vibes.
Virginia Tech kind of finished the season decent, high vibes. You know, that's just kind of the...
Building something.
Yeah. UNC, WVU. I think there's a clear side motivation-wise in that one.
Mm-hmm. They're climbing the mountain.
UNC's losing their quarterback.
Disappointed and
probably
still can't tackle.
We will also look at coach. This is a big look at coach bowl record type thing.
Yep, which I don't know why it matters as much as it does, but it is basically gospel.
It absolutely does. All right, let's move along. Where do we want to go? NBA, there's a huge slate tonight.
There's massive slate in the NBA.
Massive slate
some in the weird NBA. Weird lines, if you ask me.
I got a bone.
You got a bone?
Pick. Let's start with your bone.
I got a bone. Because of the play-in tournament, the Knicks have to play the Celtics 5 times, the Bucks 5 times, and the 76ers 4 times. So they will play 42 road games against the best teams.
I understand your bone.
Okay.
And 40 home
games. No, I understand. Right. I was actually thinking about that earlier.
That's the downside.
It is because
playing shit.
Yes, it is.
But you gotta play and beat the best teams in the East anyway. Yeah. So
correct.
Who cares?
You're fine. There's 82 games.
So that's my bone.
Figure it out. Which lines don't you like?
I don't know. Why is Orlando getting 3.5 at Cleveland?
Because all great things.
I was terrified about.
Because all great things come to an end.
Oh, you're saying the Magic run is done?
I'm not.
The line, I'm not picking it, but the line is telling me that it probably is for whatever reason.
This is the classic.
Now, I told you I'm starting basketball next week.
Oh, next week.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you said this week.
No.
Yeah, give me the Magic at 3.5.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I took it at 4 earlier today, and I just thought that was crazy. So,
is Jimmy Butler playing tonight?
What? I'm not sure, and I kind of don't care. Because I'm taking Chicago Jimmy's minus in. 4.5 too.
Chicago? Well,
what does that have to do with Jimmy Butler?
That's Charlotte, my bad.
I like the Heat getting 4.5 at Toronto.
Bam's out. I don't know if that.
No, that's fine.
No.
Tyler Hero's out. He's been out, right?
I also like the Nets getting 3.5 at Atlanta.
Okay.
Boom. Love the Nets.
POD, OKC Thunder money line at Houston.
Okay.
Also POD for me. Wow. 120 OKC money line. That line just shouldn't be what it is.
Okay.
And nightcap finished me off. Nuggets plus 1.5 at the Clippers.
All right. I took the Nuggets plus 1. And then also to add on to that, I also took Memphis minus 2 going into Detroit.
Ooh, this feels like Detroit's night.
Dude, it like also doesn't feel like these two teams stink, bro. If you want to watch a bad basketball
Detroit's gonna get off the schneid 2-18.
I mean, dude, it's still
Detroit. It is a barn burner tonight there.
They've lost what, 16 straight?
Yeah. And I mean Memphis hasn't been doing much better.
No, they're 5-14.
No, they suck.
What a banger.
I know.
You have any more Mitt that you guys didn't talk about?
No, that's it actually.
Okay. Let's do college basketball.
All right. You want to run through just every game?
How many? You have 15, right?
Here, should I start with some questions?
Yes.
Do you like Rhode Island at home tonight with Brown, Gumpy?
I don't have that not one on my list. Card. No.
All right. Well, I'm going to lay it with Rhode Island.
Okay. Right.
I don't mind.
Do you like VCU at home with Memphis?
I like Memphis money line.
Okay.
Memphis is very good. I like they're strong squad, strong boys.
Before you get to your actual picks, I like these questions. Keep going.
Do you have a side in the massive tilt for the Duquesne Dukes tonight?
I'm not in on that one.
It's smart.
Big game, Tony.
I know. It's always a big game.
I think that's all my questions.
That's it?
Yeah.
You don't want to know about Ball State at Detroit?
You got a pick there?
That one didn't jump off the sheet to me.
What about San Fran at
Do you have pick
Vanderbilt?
There?
What's that?
Who do you have?
Are we not rolling through the whole card? Rutgers should not be getting 3.5 at Wake Forest.
Okay.
I like Rutgers. Detroit has not won this year. Give me Ball State money line. I like New Hampshire getting 1.5. I like UMass money line. Oakland money line versus Toledo.
Okay.
Maine money line at Boston University. Big tilt there. Memphis money line. Talked about that. Richmond getting 2.5 at Northern Iowa. San Francisco money line at Vanderbilt. Northern Kentucky getting 2.5 at Illinois State. I like Nebraska money line at Minnesota. And then probably my favorite play of the night in college hoops. The nightcap, the late one. If you're bored, yes, I am. Arizona State money line versus SMU. I love that Arizona State team.
Okay. I went back to the college football playoff real quick to look at the odds.
What are we at now?
Michigan plus 175, Bama plus 200, which that basically they have the winner of that being the favorite. Yep. Texas plus 275 and Washington plus 700.
So I have a play on Huskies to win it all.
My thing is, I think Washington matches up well against Texas because Texas's weakness is their secondary. Now, Washington, we know, fucking hucks it around the yard. I just don't know if Washington is going to be able to stop the run against Bama or Michigan.
The man.
So I would take a flyer. I think
at plus 700.
I think Washington matches up well against Texas, but Texas matches up better against Bama or Michigan, if that makes sense. It's all about the matchups.
I just think that
I would tend to agree.
That Huskies team is just so fucking battle tested.
They are very battle.
It's true.
Like they've won so many games where it's like, we need a fucking throw to seal this game. Mm-hmm. Like that throw, like
they're gonna be as healthy as they've ever been. Yeah. Too.
Fourth and goal, fucking touchdown to a kid who hasn't caught a touchdown all year to seal the game against Oregon. Like,
yeah. And I feel like Texas hasn't been punched in the math in a long time. I know they like blew a lead, I believe.
They had some close ones. Yeah, I don't know if punching burners, math was.
But I don't think they've been punching the math since Red River.
What are your thoughts on Bama, Michigan, Bruce?
My Michigan buddies are ridiculously confident. I'm less so. I think obviously, like why the hell are my Michigan buddies so fucking confident? I'm terrified. I think there's a chance Alabama beats the shit out of them.
I think it'll be a good game.
I'm worried. I
didn't love the reaction from the Michigan football team when it was announced.
And after watching Michigan against Iowa on Saturday night.
Well, that's it. You got to throw that one out. Iowa makes everyone look like that.
I don't know.
Except for Penn State.
Yeah. I mean, going to need JJ to have the best game of his career.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
I mean, Bama just barely beat Auburn.
Should be fun. I mean, all the
granddaddy of them all.
Yeah.
All the TCU beat the shit out of fucking Michigan. It was a close game. It was 51-45 or so.
That was insane. It was insanity. Okay. Let's go to, do you have an NHL tonight? Nick does not.
Tonight?
Yeah.
I got Stars money line naturally.
Okay.
And then, where's that? That one's at Florida. Tough game, to be fair. And Hurricanes, Oilers, I don't know, honestly.
Okay.
I like both those teams, but I do like Vegas money line at St. Louis as well.
Nothing on Penn's Lightning.
No, I don't know what that Penn's team is. And
they are very up and
down. Yeah, Lightning's still kind of finding themselves with Vasi back. Lightning are very better at home, though. I would lean Lightning there, but no, I don't have a play.
I think I'm going to bet on the Lightning and the Oilers because I feel like I...
Because you want to?
I do.
I feel like I'll break even. You know what I mean?
Okay. If I was doing a moneyline parlay, it would have the... Like let's put together like a four-piece here. It would be Lightning, Stars, Vegas, Oilers would be my four-piece.
Okay.
But I do like that Canes team.
They're a good team. They're an absolutely good team.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Newcastle draw no bet at Everton. Mm-hmm. They're plus money line. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Okay.
Newcastle should be able to win one at Everton, I'd hope. And then to a little league action, Stade Brest. Money line.
Stade Brest, money line, yeah.
Versus Strasbourg, Stade Brest.
I mean, if you're not going to take Stade Brest, what are you
doing? We are at the point.
Those are some Stade Brest.
We are at the point of December where there is footy every day.
Love that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
50 days.
Wait for Boxing Day.
Oh, Boxing Day is the granddaddy.
Oh, Happy Little Santa.
Yeah, Happy Little Santa.
Thank you. Did you put your plate up?
Yeah.
Right. I forgot.
Did you get anything?
No.
I got a piece of candy.
I got dog poop.
I got a, actually, I did get a piece of candy. Got an NBA in-season tournament chocolate. That was
just that's what I got.
Delightful.
Dude. Unbelievable.
I got the whole book.
Sign me up.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Happy Little Santa.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Little Santa.
Little Santa.
Yeah, programming note, we will be here for Picks Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, we will talk about just the absolute barn burner that we have on deck.
It has to take Thursday under, football. Right?
I don't see a world where you can't. So the Patriots have held teams under 10 points in three straight?
Yes.
It's up to 30 and a half.
And they've lost all those, which means they haven't scored 10 in three straight?
Correct. They haven't even really covered in like four straight.
Who, the Patriots?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a...
I've been laying points in some of those.
Yeah.
Just looking ahead to Sunday.
Okay.
What's a game that jumps off the board?
I haven't looked ahead yet, so I'm excited to do this.
I feel like the Raiders getting three at home against the Vikings.
Yep.
Interesting.
Oh yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna take the Bears.
We will be there. Yeah, that does seem the Lions line seems a little drappy.
Yep. And I think I know it's seven, so it's tough to really say this, but I'm just a little sick of the Rams. So I'm gonna lay it with the Raiders.
This one feels pretty chalky, but the Texans can score, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jets can't.
The only knock there.
Zachy boy could light a fire.
Texans are 1-4 ATS as a favorite this year.
Yeah.
That is
actually my one play looking at it right now. I think an overreaction would be the Bengals Colts basically being a pick 'em.
That seems dumb.
Because I think I like the Colts in that one.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. How about this one, boys? I think the Panthers might be better than the Saints right now.
Plus five does feel like a lot. Yeah.
Like this Sunday, I wouldn't be shocked if the Panthers look like a better ball club than the New
England. I mean, Derek Carr could come back from a broken leg concussion and shattered.
I would prefer it gambling wise.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy, he don't know what Jimmy's going to
do. Well, you do. It's going to be we're going to go over the total.
Yeah. He's going to sling it around the yard.
We're going to go over the touchdown.
That's what we know.
Yeah.
I like the Falcons at home, too, against the Bucs, naturally.
I learned my lesson with my Commanders plus 10.5 sweat. I'm just going to lay it with the Dolphins this weekend. I got a lot of my mind already made up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, I think we're good, right?
That's good stuff.
Sure. Trying to answer for
him. Yeah, you do, Mitt.
That baby, man.
Sitting on this for a few days, huh?
Make it a good one.
Cooking in the crock pot.
Over the week.
Everything negative is all an opportunity for me to rise. The great Kobe Bryant.
Hell yeah, Kobe.
Yeah. Big win for the Lakers last night.
It was a big win, man. Happy for you.
Yeah.
I did enjoy Austin Reeves hitting that shot and standing on business.
Oh, yeah.
Standing on business?
Yeah.
Standing on business.
Standing on business.
I don't know how to do it, but I would do it if you could.
Stand on Mitt, business. Your homework tonight is to learn how to sign standing on business.
Hell yeah.
I just watched a DK clip like 25 times.
Yeah. Maybe Google it.
No. DK clip.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait for it. Stand on business and don't talk to my mans like that.
All right.
I like that. Nah, you like that.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Nah.